Section 8. Special Riding Situations. The following section offers some additional information on special riding situations you may encounter when riding a motorcycle. Crowned roads. A road surface that is higher in the middle than at the sides is a crowned road. Use caution and slow down when traveling on crowned roads because ground clearance is reduced and the lean angle available will be less than on a flat road. Work zones. Work zones present a hazard to all drivers, but even more so for motorcycle riders. Lacking four-wheel stability, the motorcycle rider must reduce speed and be especially mindful of potential hazards. The following are types of work zone road hazards and what to do if you encounter them. Sand or gravel on pavement. Slow down. Don't make sudden turns. Brake lightly in a straight line. If you encounter long stretches of sand or gravel, downshift and keep your speed steady. Scored or grooved pavement. Keep your head and eyes up. Go slow. Don't fight the handlebars. Keep a steady throttle. Oil or fresh tar. Avoid if possible. Go slow and avoid sudden moves. Rippled and uneven temporary pavement. Scan the pavement and pick the smoothest line. Cross slowly and carefully. Be aware of the difference in height between lanes that have been repaved and those awaiting to be paved. Crossing into the higher lane at high speeds and a narrow angle could cause you to lose control. Objects in the road, scan well ahead. Go around object if possible. Increase your following distance to allow maneuvering room. Tire failure. You will seldom hear a tire go flat. If the motorcycle starts handling differently, it may be a tire failure. This can be dangerous. You must be able to tell from the way the motorcycle reacts. If one of your tires suddenly loses air, react quickly to keep your balance. Pull off and check the tires. If the front tire goes flat, the steering will feel heavy. A front wheel flat is particularly hazardous because it affects your steering. You have to steer well to keep your balance. If the rear tire goes flat, the back of the motorcycle may jerk or sway from side to side. If either tire goes flat while riding, hold hand grips firmly, ease off the throttle and keep a straight course. If braking is required, however, gradually apply the brake of the tire that isn't flat if you are sure which one it is. When the motorcycle slows, edge to the side of the road, squeeze the clutch and stop. Animals. Dogs sometimes chase motorcycles. Once an approaching dog is spotted, slow down and downshift until the dog is near your motorcycle, then accelerate away from the dog as it approaches. Keep control of your motorcycle and look to where you want to go. Don't kick at the dog because it will make controlling the motorcycle difficult. When chased by a dog, 1. Slow down. 2. Downshift and 3. Accelerate out of the dog's reach. Motorcycles and deer. Vehicle deer crashes can happen at any time of the year. Because motorcyclists are especially vulnerable in these types of crashes, riders are advised to be alert for deer whenever you ride. Deer crashes happen in urban, suburban, and rural areas. Slow down. Decreasing speed gives you more time to spot an animal and react. Cover the brakes to reduce reaction time. Use high beam headlights and additional driving lights when possible. If riding in a group, spread out riders in a staggered formation. If one rider hits a deer, this will lessen the chance that other riders will be involved. Wear protective gear at all times. Larger animals such as deer or elk present a different problem. These animals are unpredictable and hitting one can be as harmful as colliding with another vehicle. Use more aggressive SEE maneuvers for additional time and space in areas where larger animals may be present. If one of these animals is encountered on or near the roadway, the only reliable action is to stop before reaching it. Then wait until the animal leaves or move past the animal at a walking speed. Wind. Strong, steady winds can affect you and your motorcycle. The effects can occur anywhere and often happen in open areas or mountainous terrain. Wind turbulence can occur when you share the road with large vehicles like trucks, buses, and recreational vehicles. To respond to wind gusts or wind blasts, lean into the wind by applying forward pressure on the hand grip. Move away from other vehicles as they approach or as you pass. Maximize the space cushion around you. Find a safe place to park until conditions improve if the wind becomes too dangerous. Parking at curbs. If parking in a parallel parking space next to a curb, position the motorcycle at an angle with the rear wheel to the curb. Note: some cities have ordinances that require motorcycles to park parallel to the curb. Passing and being passed. Passing and being passed by another vehicle is not much different than with a car. However, visibility is more critical. Be sure other drivers see you, and that you see potential hazards. Passing. Ride in the left portion of the lane at a safe following distance to increase your line of sight and make you more visible. Signal and check for oncoming traffic. Use your mirrors and turn your head to look for traffic behind. When safe, move into the left lane and accelerate. Select a lane position that doesn't crowd the car you are passing and provides space to avoid hazards in your lane. Ride through the blind spot as safely and quickly as possible. Signal again, and complete mirror and head checks before returning to your original lane and then cancel signal. Being passed. When you are being passed, ride in the center portion of your lane. Riding any closer to the passing vehicle could put you in a hazardous situation. Do not move into the portion of the lane farthest from the passing vehicle. It might invite the other driver to cut back into your lane too early. Hand signals. You should also be familiar with hand signals, as shown in the figure, and be able to use them if the motorcycle's turn signals are not working correctly.